Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Avi Mara and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. Lose Moshe Vesrai, so Moshe Mordechai, Vesrai, Vinachar, Vitzlip, and Esther, Rester, Maras, Dina Bracha, Vesester, Adasa, Shimon Yosef Ben Buria, Moshe Ben Shoshana, and for Beli Sheva, Bas Rucham, Shainu, Yosef Moshe Ben Ora. And it's based in the Torah of Moreno HaGaon HaGadol, Rabbi Avraham Ginachovsky, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kadosh L'Vracha. K'tuv ba-pasuk, b'perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Yotet. V'yikach Moshe et atzmot Yosef imo ki yashveh yashveh et b'nei Yisrael imor, v'kod yifkod Elokim etchem v'ha'alitem et atzmotai mize itchem. Moshe Rabbeinu took the bones of Yosef because he promised b'nei Yisrael to say that God will remember you, and you should bring up my bones with you. Tis the Gemara in Sukkah, and Daf Chof Hei Omud Aleph, that one of the Alfusos, one of the Limudim, that Isik b'mitzvahs patul min ha-mitzvah, is that we learn from the Pasuk, V'ayu anashim v'sher yu tmeim l'nefesh adam l'echlas ha-pesach b'yoyim ha-hu, that there were people who were tamei, and they couldn't perform the Karban Pesach. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, these were the people who were noisei aroinoi shel Yosef. These are the people who carried the Aron of Yosef. And the Mela, they were Tomei, and they couldn't be Makri with the Karban Pesach. We see that since they were Oisek, the mitzvah, to carry the Aron of Yosef, they were potter from the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. As like Mora Mochicha Mikan, Shehu Adin Be'alma, Shebederech Klal, Anach Omrim Klal, Osek B'mitzvah, Patur Men HaMitzvah. That's the rule. Frak the Ritva, it can't be that we always say the rule of Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. We only say Osek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah if it's Yevshel L'Kayim Shneim. You can't do both. Let's say you're sitting in the Sukkah, you're wearing tefillin, or you have a mezuzah on your Pesach. V'vadai you can't patur from other mitzvahs, because you're only patur when you're Osek in this mitzvah. When you're Osek in this mitzvah, you're patur. And you can't do the other mitzvah. But if you could do the other mitzvah, v'ad you're chayv in the other mitzvah. So frak the ritva, so what do you need a pasuk for? It's pashut. Why would I abandon mitzvah A to do mitzvah B? If I can do mitzvah B, then I'm chayav to do mitzvah B. And if I can't, I don't need a pasuk. Pashut, I'm involved in mitzvah A. It's pashut, I should do mitzvah B. Kach iksha, kusham od mefursemet, shel haritva. V'yesh lodun begimul teirutzim al kushyas haritva. The ritva himself answers that we can say that it's teaching us that even if you want to leave this mitzvah and do a greater mitzvah, you don't have the rishus to do so, because sakadai techamina, if turei dermiftamina, avalim b'chozes roitza l'kayim ha-mitzvah shnei ha-rishus b'yadav. You don't have to do the greater mitzvah, but if you want it, you may. So kamash malon, that since you were a pater from a different mitzvah, harehu eslai achshav kidol shel rishus. So it's like you now, it's for to you now, as a matter of rishus, and you are not allowed to leave your mitzvah for a matter of rishus. So kamash malon, that since you're a pater from a different mitzvah, even if the other mitzvah is greater, you are still not allowed to leave the first mitzvah. You have to do the first mitzvah and not go to a greater mitzvah. That's the chiddush according to the ritva of osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Now, das ha-ritva is that osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah is dafka kishe'eino yochol l'kayim shneihem. But if you can mekayim the other one, then you're mekayim both. And in Mela, let's say you're doing Mitzvah A, and then you go ahead and do Mitzvah B, that means you're going to miss out on Mitzvah A. And that's also the opinion of Tosfos and Bava Kamma, 56b, Dibur Maskil Bahi. That it's Zaf Kashen Yachol Kaim Shneim. That we say Osei B'Mitzvah Patrim and Mitzvah. And in Mela, Ven Yachol Kaim Shneim, it's going to be, it's binary, they say today. It's going to be one or the other. It's either going to be Mitzvah A or Mitzvah B. So if you're Mekayim Mitzvah B, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah A. However, the Ran, Sukkah, Yud Aleph Amar Aleph Midah Be'Aliv, argues with Tosfos and holds that Osik B'Mitzvah Patur Man Mitzvah, even if you could do both. That even though B'Vadai B'Shal Shavei L'Mishum Eretz B'Tei Vasa Lo Miftor, Dosik B'Mitzvah Amrin Lo Mekayim Mitzvah, Ava Korpanim B'Shal Sheminar HaVeit Alitzorcho, But he shined about the pot of the mess of fruit alone. Of his efsh of the kind of shame last of the narrow. For she always sick when we laugh to shamak no he after Torah. The Torah of the kind of sacher is of his efsh. As the fear ran, is pochidush. Ran omer that oisik, that oisik miss a pot of the mess is even if you give me a kind of shame. We don't say if you are fulfilling a mitzvah, you're a pot from a different mitzvah. Meaning, right now I'm wearing tzitzis. So are you. So, now I don't have to keep the whole Torah. Right now I'm living in Israel. It's a mitzvah. I don't have to keep the whole Torah. Because I'm living a mitzvah. Bris Mila. According to many, there's a mitzvah every second you have Bris Mila. You don't have to keep the whole Torah. Havada. So we don't say Mekayim Mitzvah Patur Man Mitzvah. Osek. Which means as follows. Let's say I have an Aveda. And I am busy with the Aveda. I'm shaking it out. Keep it fresh. So, even though I'm not actually doing something now, even though I could theoretically also give sakka to an ani, this time, I'm pater. I'm pater from giving sakka to the ani. Because I'm always sake b'mitzvah, even though it's efshel l'kayim shneim. So the Ran holds that if efshel l'kayim shneim, we still say also b'mitzvah pater and mitzvah. Even if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, we don't say if one is m'kayim and mitzvah, he's pater and mitzvah. But if we say one is oisik b'mitzvah, he's involved in a mitzvah, he's doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, he's parted from the second mitzvah, even if he can do both. So according to the Ran, the kasha lift is not sure. Kasha lift was learning a pasuk for its pashut, that you shouldn't leave mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. The answer is that you need a pasuk to tell you that even though you could do mitzvah A and mitzvah B, you don't have to. And that's a big fish. And the Ritva Taka holds not true. And Tosfos. That if you can do both, then you have to do both. But according to the Ran, if you do both, you don't have to. If you do both, you don't have to do both. And Melvi says, Sikh Mitzvah Patur and Mitzvah, even if you do both, and that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. You do Mitzvah and Mitzvah, you don't have to. Now, the Ran writes that he admits, he agrees, that if there's no tircha at all, with one tircha, he could be yotze both mitzvahs. B'chai gavna b'yoyz tov ali kore chayi kayim shneim. The Ran says, I agree with you. If there's no tircha at all, two birds killing one stone thing, if he with one tircha he can be mekayim both mitzvahs, let him be mekayim both mitzvahs. Thus is gebrengt in bi'or haloche, in simen lamed ches, se'if ches, divor masel im tzarech. So we see that if he can be Mekayim, both with Tircha Achas, the Ran holds that even though he's not Chayiv to be Mafsik for a second mitzvah, nevertheless, he may, and why not? Mi'yos tov al yikor ra, if he could be good, why be bad? Me'at yesh lain l'shita saran. So now we have a kasha according to the Ran. Wo be the din, ma'o begavna, She'enu yachol l'kayim shneim. Well, you can't do both. Is the Ran moided to the Ritva that there's an Isser? The Ran holds that if and yachol l'kayim shneim, if yachol l'kayim shneim, you're still not chayav to do both. He could do one. But if it's no big deal, so let him do both. That's the Ran. What would the Ran say if he's involved with one mitzvah? And if he does mitzvah B, he can't do mitzvah A. We were talking about he can do both. If you can, and but you're not obligated to. If you can do both, you're not obligated to. But say you can do both. It's either A or B. Does the Ran hold like the Ritva that it's also to do mitzvah B, What is the round hold?
No.
The argument is complete with the Ritzvah, and he holds you can do B, and then you have the option. You can do A or B. You may leave mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. So that is a question. What would be the shita of the Han? Another kasha is, that was more of a shayla, what's the kasha? The kasha is on the Ritvah. The kasha is on the Ritvah. What's bothering the Ritvah? Who's bothering the Ritvah? Why? Because the Ritvah says, what are you pausing for? Of course you're not allowed to leave mitzvah 1 and do mitzvah A and do mitzvah B. No. You need a pasuk where mitzvah B is a mitzvah of Eris. Mitzvah of mitzvah B is a mitzvah of Eris. You should leave mitzvah A and do mitzvah B. And comment on the pasuk that is your sefer mitzvah. You're a pasuk for mitzvah B, even though it's a mitzvah of Eris. What's the kasha of the Ritvah? V'nei, yeshlod l'das ha-ritvah, she'en ha-hasik ha-mitzvah she'esik, but the mitzvah, the ritvah says, you shouldn't start mitzvah A to do mitzvah B. What's the din if you did mitzvah B? Do we say you're not yotze? Because it was doch ha-mitzvah ha-bo ba-veile. And you weren't a bar chiyuva. Because you're only obligated on mitzvah A. Or you are yotze. As nera l'chora shim yotza. Lamu yotza. It says in Gemara on Shabbos, kuf vov omud alef, somebody rips for a mace on Shabbos, lo aleinu. Even though it's over on the loch of Kare, he's yotza yidei kriya frekti Yerushalmi. Famous Yerushalmi. Shabbos perek oire, haloch gimel. Why yotza yidei kriya? It's mitzvah of Avera. Mitzvah of the kriya, chilol Shabbos, chilol Shabbos, hay yotza kriya. And for the Yerushalmi, that we say mitzvah din abav avera, is that for the gufo avera, what's gufo avera? Lulav ha-gazu. The soul in lulav is the avera, but here, you just did a pool of an avera. But chai gavne, we don't say it's a mitzvah of avera. The gufo kriya is not an avera. In other words, ripping is not an avera. It just happened to be, at this time, it was forbidden to do. But it's not by Asmusa on Avera. He did an Avera, but it's not an Asmusa on Avera. Because Aluluv HaGazol, that's by Asmusa on Avera, that's a Chetz of Avera, the Aluluv HaGazol. Stone rules of Chetz on Avera. Here, Kriya is not a Chetz of Avera. It just happens to be that he did an Avera because of the time frame. Memel is Yotze Kriya. So this Yerushalmi has been used tens of thousands of times. This topic of Mitzvah Avera. So here also, if he was over and he's Makayim the second Mitzvah, it's not that you wouldn't compare it to Lulav HaGazal. The second Mitzvah is not by Asmusa on Avera. Rather, he did an Avera by going to the second Mitzvah. And Amir Luz Yotze, it's not a Mitzvah of Avera. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ayin Aleph Siv Zayin Asul Likro Kriyas Shema Toich Arba Amis Shel Meis Oy Beis Hakol Sim Kol Oy Yotze Tor Minish Lain In Kriyas Shema You may not read Shema within Arba Amis of the Meis or in a cemetery and if you did so you are not Yotze Mokol Is The Rambam Kriyas Shema 3-2 The Mishnah Bura writes Siv Kotin Yoy Zayin The reason I am Yotze B'yevet is because the rabbis gave you a knas Since you're over al divrayim, even if you were shogeg, so we see the Mishnah Berurah didn't write that the reason you're not yotze is al mitzvah of avera. The reason the Mishnah Berurah says you're not yotze is because you got a knas, a penalty, from the rabbi since you were over al divrayim, even if you were shogeg. So it's not al mitzvah of avera, and we can explain because the guf hakriyas shema is not an avera. The avera is the fact that he read it in the basic verse, just like the time frame. It's an avera we spoke about before. But not Asmusa on Avera here also. The place, the context in which he's doing it, the place, is an Avera. But by Asmusa it's not an Avera, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not Yotze for a different reason, because it's a Knas HaChomei. And that's like the Yerushalmi. The Binyan Shleime, Shlomo Kluger, Kriya Shema 3-2, discusses the Rambam. And he says that the Rambam holds that you're not Yotzei, Takal's mitzvah of Avera. That wouldn't stem with the Yerushalmi. Or one could argue that since he's osik b'mitzvah, he's not a bar chiyuva. A person does a mitzvah when he's a shayit, he's not a bar chiyuva. So too, if a person is osik b'mitzvah, and then he does another mitzvah, so he's not considered a bar chiyuva, and therefore he's not yotzei. So, like we said before, about when we introduced this, we said, L'das HaRitva, you're not allowed to stop and fulfill the other mitzvah. Let's say you did so. So we were done, Alt Mitzvah Bab Avera. No, we said the other, my mitzvah is not a mitzvah Bas Musa. It's not an Avera Bas Musa. Maybe if you're also taking one mitzvah, then you're not a Bar Chiyuva on the second mitzvah. And you're not Yotzei, but it would appear not like that, because the Mishnah Bure, Tov Ayin Hei, and Shara Tzil, and Lam Tess, is Mesapik Be'oisik Be'mitzvah, only if you make a bracha on the second mitzvah, because you can't say V'tzivanu. But he writes to the Hedya that if you're Oisik Be'mitzvah, and you did another mitzvah, you're Yotzei. Even though Shara Tzil is a mitzvah, you're a potter. Because the Torah says you're not chayiv in the second mitzvah, but you're still considered a bar chiyuva, and therefore you're Yotzei. Similarly, Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Ayin and Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person is Oisik B'Tzorchei Rabbim, and when the time for Shema comes, you shouldn't stop being Oisik and Tzorchei Tzibur in order to reach Shema, because Oisik B'Mitzvah B'Tzorchei Rabbim is Patur Mik Mitzvah Kriyashma. I once had an interesting discussion in a Torah journal many, many years ago. I think it was an article by Rav Nachum Nerishlita in the Mayan Torah journal about a group of doctors who were having a Yatsut. They're having a consultation, they're sitting in the ward, in the boardroom, the hospital, whatever, and they're talking about a certain patient, and the doctors have to get him down mincha. Ma pitom mincha, this is the time to down mincha. Oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Yoisik b'mitzvah d'rabim, oisik b'mitzvah kol nefesh. Akapan in the Mishnah says, Yoisik b'mitzvah d'rabim, you're patur mishma. Mishnah Berurah, that's Shonach. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Prima Gadim, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yilches, brings from the Prima Gadim, Mayan Aleph, Mishnah Zod, Sifkot Nehei. But if you takaret shema, you're Yotzei. In other words, in our case, the doctors are having their discussion, and the guy goes out and he daven's. He's Yotzei. He's Yotzei. But so we see from here, the Maisa, that even if Oisik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, but if you do the second mitzvah, you're still Yotze, you're still considered a Bar Chiyuva. Okay, Moira Rabbeisai, we still have a lot more to talk about. So, let's talk about the mitzvah of Sukkah. Great mitzvah. Klal Yisrael has his mitzvah in this mitzvah. And please God, we will see more in the flaws. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.